Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Rhema Remnant Radio, a broadcast designed with the minister in mind.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political, or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Coming to your community is the Word and Power Packed Rhema Group University meeting. Call 641-715-3800, extension 91120. That's 641-715-3800, extension 91120 for more info.
Thank you for listening to USWAT Radio. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaigns. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbangloryCampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbangloryCampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight. If you so happen to be listening by internet and you need to get off the internet for some reason, you can dial 646-595-4877. Again, that's 646-595-4877. I'm on the road. I've had an exciting night, and I'm excited because the Lord really is raising up a people. Let me give you heads up. On Thursday, we will begin the Sovereign Conference this Thursday. So I want you to tune in and listen to the message because I believe that it's going to bless your life. Every year, I give a five-part series called the Sovereign Conference, which gives five directives more than five directives. It gives directives on the projections that are expected, divine projections that are expected for believers. And so I think it's important that we as the body of Christ start preparing for this prophetic year. I believe ultimately in much prayer and deliberation that we are living in an era of prophetic manifestation next year like never before. And I'm going to explain that further in the conference. And hopefully your involvement in the ministry will spark an interest next year to get involved in some of the very dynamic facets that this ministry offers and has. So next year I'm encouraging each of you, all of you, every one of you, to get involved into the Sovereign Compass. This year, and then next year I tell you your heart to be prepared. Well, tonight I just want to encourage and strengthen somewhat of a review on leadership, talk a little bit about leadership. Now, next year we're going to have some new formats, and so the Lord told me to focus on four major areas, which is ministry development, biblical development, leadership development, and economic development. And so next year I'm going to deal all of those, focusing on those four dimensions of thought and teaching and revelation. And so I want you to prepare your heart, and I'll kind of prep you for what is coming ahead for next year, because it's going to be a very great and formative year as far as this program is concerned. Let me pray for you. Tonight I won't be very long, but I do want to pray and give the Holy Spirit assistance in tonight's brief deliberation. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, knowing that this is the day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad. We thank you for the privilege and honor to come before your presence. It's the authority of your word that gives me confidence to make boldly known the mysteries of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I do lean and depend on the Holy Spirit as educator and guide to give me clear articulation of speech and the liberation of thought as I make manifold known the wisdom of God. Holy Spirit, I say, have your way. Do what only you can do. I yield my members to obey what the Spirit has to say to the church. And Father, in everything you be glorified for the things that shall be accomplished and the things that shall be revealed in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Leadership exists among them that are distinguished as gifted, talented, or influential, selected to stand out in front of a team, sector, or group that advances the cause and effects of productivity in a vision, business, or partnership. Father God has designed the spirit of man to connect to their leadership ability with the purpose he has predestined for our lives. The more and more we understand the laws of predestination, the more we begin to associate with the identification of true, authentic leadership. And God wants us to have a knowledge of what it means to be predestined. And those of you who have heard me in the last few weeks, I've taught on that. But the scripture suggests that God has foreordained, ordered, and developed and fashioned our steps to be governed by his authoritative voice, the Holy Spirit, which receives validation from the Word of God, to give us the wherewithal of how to execute God's will with confidence, because we have the word that backs us up. One of the things that I find in today's modern leadership is we are not witty about the scriptures. And we have not studied. We've studied to show others what we think we know, and we really don't know them. But the scripture, we're coming into a time where we have to study to show ourselves. A portion of the scriptures are of no private interpretation, but they were written for our learning that aforetime, that we might have this hope, and our hope gives us the assurance that we have the expectation of fulfillment based on knowing that the Word of God framed the world, framed reality, so that we could comprehend the things of God by the Spirit of God. You have a spirit that has been born, engineered, developed, divinely set apart to make you a leader in whatever aspect God has. But if you don't draw out that potential, you will not experience that quality of life. And perhaps God is challenging you tonight to develop a stronger sense of leadership, but it's going to come not by the avenue of intellect. It's going to come by the avenue of the Spirit of God, which authorizes you to perform in the profession for which he has called. You will only lead by the ability that you are led by his Spirit. And that truly is the essence of authority. He has manifested his authority only on those who he has merited to be leaders. And unfortunately, our ability or inability to hear the voice of God is what determines the power to exist in the authority of God. And today, God is bringing into charge and into observation the importance of leaders being led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let me challenge you to take note of something. Number one, I want to challenge you to become a brilliant thinker, which is only going to come as a result of the awakening of the brilliance of the Holy Spirit. Diligently seeking the Holy Spirit. Secondly, I want you to set your heart for excellence. Now, how do you set your heart? You keep those things above with Christ, continue, not things on earth. If you have been risen with Christ, keep those things above. And where are those things sought out? In the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:10 will help you sort that out. And then after that, you need to have ability to serve as the primary example. God doesn't want people who have rhetoric or just talk. He wants you to serve as the example, as having the power to lead and having the power to perform. And then fourthly, you need to have the ability or the willingness to sacrifice without recognition. Because a lot of us, we only doing things to get recognized. And God is calling into question leadership today. And then after that, then the love of God will be revealed based on the work efforts that you have. Because faith worketh by love. And love is manifested by the work of faith. Faith without works is dead. So when we allow God's love to take place and take hold of our lives, we will have authority to govern like never before. Amen? So those are some things. Now, there are some developments that we need to develop, some focuses. And I would encourage you to get last week's lesson on developing focus for this dissertation. Some awakenings that must occur. Number one, there needs to be spiritual development. Developing is to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. And then number two, there has to be systematic functioning. You have to do things in a functioning factor. And that comes through focus. And then there's skill set development, meaning you got to have some skills that validate your claim to lead in this area. And I think for preachers especially, your usage of the written word of God and your skill set in the written word of God is going to be the determining factor of your spiritual accessibility to God. And then fourthly, your sacrificial servitude style. You got to be willing to serve. And too many times people are looking to be served without being willing to serve. And God sees the intent of your heart, and he validates you accordingly. And then there's a social communication development that needs to occur. Knowing how to articulate visions, purposes that bring out the work ethic, ideologies. So I believe God is calling us to those areas: spiritual development, systematic functioning, skill setting, sacrificial servitude, and then social communications. And through that, we're going to see a body of leaders. I'm reminded of Matthew the 25th chapter, verses 14 through 30, which deals with the men with the talents and how God has entrusted them to perform what he had given them. And it needs to bring about a return. And when the one that had the least made judgments presuming that he was doing the right thing by hiding or not using the gift, protective, unnecessarily. He was cast into wickedness because of the fact that he did nothing with what he had. And there's an expectation from God for us to produce with the gifts that we have. Brethren and sisters, if you will. We're coming in a time where we're not going to be able to stand on just the ideology of ministry. We're going to have to validate our claims of faith with truth, because faith without proof is faith. So next Thursday, I want you to listen in. I want you to key in on the closing message of the year. I'm going to kind of give a review of some of the things that we've highlighted over the years and kind of go back and give you some directives, divine imperatives that will help you achieve a greater year than the previous. Amen. Now, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, every minister of the gospel coming into a greater awareness of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the necessity of to study your word and to get involved and to awakening to the anatomy of leadership, causing leadership to become a priority, teaching us how to really be leaders through our ability to be led by exclusively your Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that as we go on the airwaves and begin to close out this year and to go into another year, Father, I pray that the words that come forth will prick the hearts of these your people to go above and beyond the norm and to achieve the extraordinary. Father, you be glorified in the things that have been accomplished and revealed tonight in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do, because greater is he that's within you than he that is within the world. This is the Bomb Dealer, founder of Rainbow Women Radio and the Living Glory campaign. God bless you. And good night. Oh, and to those of you who don't know, happy holidays. God bless you. Many blessings on Christmas. Celebrate Jesus. Go ahead and make a cake for him. Light some candles up. We might have to put 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 on there, but that's okay. Light some candles up and remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Don't get broke trying to be Santa. Santa's a trick of the devil. Don't lie to your children and act like he exists when he's a figment of our imagination. Let's rejoice in the reality of the birth of the Lord Jesus and remember he's the reason for the season. Thank you for listening to tonight. God bless you and good night. Bye-bye.